Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, December the 17th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So now, let's have a look at today's show. Well, we are witnessing the death of competition in industry after industry as the biggest corporations increasingly gobble up all their competitors. Now, I'm sure you are aware that in your country, in the United States, vibrant competition is absolutely essential in order for the capitalist economic system to function effectively. You may not agree with the system, but if you are to have a capitalist economic system, there must be plentiful and free competition. And that is disappearing on a daily basis. And I'm going to talk about this for a few minutes today because it's something you need to know and discuss with your friends and associates. Well, I'm going to give you a short comment about the stock market, and then I will talk about Julian Assange and his fortunes and fate. Wells Fargo is involved in yet another banking scandal, and this one is really bad. So I shall be talking about that. And then, although I have mentioned the pension crisis several times recently, I have yet more to say, so I'm going to talk for a few minutes, not long, but just for a few minutes about that. And then, to change the tone somewhat, I shall talk about the psychology of losing weight. Your well-being is always uppermost in my mind, ladies and gentlemen, and my donors know only too well that I branch occasionally into areas where I am not an expert, but where I feel quite strongly. Well, then I'm going to give you some empirical information from someone who works at a pension fund, which is a little different from the previous discussion, but nevertheless important for you to know. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows individually so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do, send me an email and in the subject line, write something like sample shows, and I will take care of the rest. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. Anyway, feel free to select any 3 shows from the Podbean archives, but I highly recommend the latest 3 shows. They will give you a better sense of how I deal with current affairs, although I don't always deal with all of them. So don't expect in particular something where I may feel that the situation speaks for itself, or that I don't have enough information to discuss it, or for whatever reason, I may not discuss all of the issues of the day. So let me finish by giving you my information, starting with my email address. It is on the Podbean page, but here it is again anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and I do add quite actively to those pages, so you might want to take a look in there. The Facebook is for items which are really too short for the show, but not short enough for Twitter, which contains the pithy one-liners. So let me give you the Facebook page first. www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, it's lowercase, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's again all one word, RM, my initials, and Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. So there you have it, and that is it from me for today, Monday. Have a wonderful week, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back with another synopsis on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.